Blog Talk Radio.
Grandfathers, with uncles, with people who played particular games sometimes, but also people with whom we went to particular games, or people we played catch with. There is something historical about baseball.
Come on and root for the home team with a hip, 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 hooray. Let's sit with the boys and we'll make lots of noise at the baseball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and...
You walk into the portals and you look down beneath you, you see that green grass, as I hope and wish and cherish in my conservative way, the grass field shining in front of you, and you are not just back in time, but you are outside of time. We have something that separates itself out from our duration. For one island there, we are 62 years old, we are 12 years old, we are 40 years old, and the game exists in some island outside of time, some eternal present, which is a kind of corridor into eternity.
We are on our first ever Friday night live
Soul Kitchen Radio with your sports host, Brian Kaiserman, guys. And we are getting into baseball. We haven't really talked about baseball because we are a fantasy football show. But I love baseball. I got friends on here that love baseball, grew up playing baseball. It's one of the America's pastimes. I mean, this is heating up, guys. It's September. September 15th, and we have an amazing race that's going on right now in baseball. But that's not only what we're going to talk about today. This is a design show for anything you want to talk about. We're going to talk Dolphins football, we'll talk baseball, we'll talk basketball, we'll talk college football. There's a lot of big things going on in the world of sports. And guys, 2 weeks from now, we're going to be live in Arizona. That's right, we're going to be live in Arizona at the Miami Dolphins game. Your truly host, Brian Kaiserman, will be at that game. He goes one game, a road game a year, and it's been confirmed. I will be on my way to Arizona in 2 weeks, but I am so excited. This is our first ever Friday night show, and I hope the listeners out there are having a great time. Sit back, enjoy the show, tell me what you want to hear. We're just going to get this going. We got a two-hour show. Actually, it's going to be 90 minutes, but we can do 2 hours, you know, but it'll be a 90-minute show. And we're going to get into everything where I want to talk about, but I want to get right into this, guys. I want to get right into stuff that I want to talk about right now, and it's really, really, really needs to be talked about. How about this baseball races, guys? We got Baltimore, 81-62, with the key game against Oakland. I mean, Joe Saunders, the trade that they got from the Diamondbacks, he's a stud right now. What's Malone going to do for Oakland? I mean, Oakland has the Bash brothers, Carter and Moss. Moss is on fire, 18 home runs. They picked up Stephen Drew. I mean, Cepeda, Brandon McCarthy getting hurt. This Oakland A's team is on fire, man. They're on fire. And you know what? They're a small market team, but they mean business. Josh Reddick, Coco Chris. Oh, my God. Are the Red Sox really resenting this trade that they made? Oh, my God, they're probably crying in their pants. The Red Sox are horrible. They're not even in the race. But we got Baltimore, New York, fighting it out, 81-62. A-Rod just hit a three-run homer to take the lead, 5-4 over Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay has fallen out of the race. They're four games out of the wild card. I mean, Chicago and Detroit are fighting it out, 76-66, and Detroit 75-67, one game. Oakland and Texas, three games out. I mean, these races are going right down to the wire. I mean, wild card wise, we got Atlanta and St. Louis basically pretty much taking over the two wild card spots with L.A., two games, Milwaukee, 3.5, Pittsburgh, 3.5, Philly, 4, Arizona, 4.5. And how about the San Diego Padres? They are on fire right now. They just swept St. Louis, and they're seven games out. Don't look now, but hey, could the Padres be the run of the sea? Could they be the slipper to sleep? You never know. And how about those Washington Nationals? 8.5 over the Braves. Right now the score is 1-1. Chris Medlin has struck out 13 and has been taken out. It doesn't seem like they're losing a beat with no Strasburg. This team's for real. Could we see a Baltimore? I mean, guys, could we see a Baltimore-Washington World Series? Guys, I really don't know, but we're going to get into all that. I got some callers on the hold, and we're going to get right into this and dissect this. I got my boy Teddy Sketches, who's a diehard Giants fan, and I also got a special guest on the phone we're going to get to soon. But Teddy, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I've got the sports package here. I've got the Giants game on right now. Matt Cain, he gave up. He had bases loaded, no outs, first inning against Arizona, and he got out of it. Had to throw 30 pitches, but did not give up a run. Did not give up a run.
What happened, Jerry?
Man, he got wild. He walked two guys, and then a little blue base hit, loaded the bases, and struck out a guy or two and got a pop out and got out of it. But he threw 30 pitches, so I don't know. He's going to need a couple quick innings to hang in there.
And they're playing the Diamondbacks right now. And Diamondbacks are
in Arizona.
4.5 out. So this is a big game. And, I mean, if you're watching the Braves game, Bryce Harper hit his 19th home run today. I mean, you saw that catch by Roger Bernardino. I mean, I don't know if the guy's absolutely hurt, but it's 1-1 right now. So the Braves and Nationals are fighting it out. I mean, Teddy, what do you think about the baseball playoffs? I mean, we just talk about football mostly right now, but isn't baseball getting exciting? What do you think about this?
It's a rare year when you have two teams in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area that actually have a legitimate shot going to World Series. Don't know if that's ever happened in my lifetime. Probably hasn't. But I could see, I mean, look at Baltimore Orioles. I mean, the Washington Nationals, I think they kind of shot themselves in the foot. Yeah, they're being careful with Strasburg, but I just think it's a dumb move, you know, whatever. But still, I think the Orioles, I mean, everything, you got to have a good roster. But in addition to that, you got to have the borderline plays. You got to have them all going their way. And right now, Baltimore, everything is bouncing Baltimore's way. I mean, it's hard to bet against them right now. I mean, they had two walk-off wins in a row against Tampa Bay. I mean, who else is hotter than them in the AL? I mean, yeah, you know, you got Texas hanging out there. You got Oakland. But, I mean, everything is going Baltimore's way. I mean, you know, I don't know too much about them, but everything I see seems to go their way.
I mean, they got a good closer and Johnson, and they just lost Nick Mikavis, big loss, broken hand, but he'll be back. I mean, Jones is absolutely amazing. Look at Nate McLeod.
Adam Jones is lights out this year.
Guy's stud. Look at Nate McLeod, dude. Coming from the Braves to Baltimore, he's a stud now.
Well, and look at they pick up Randy Wolf gets dropped by the Brewers.
No,
they pick him up. He wins two games immediately. He's 2-0.
It's absolutely amazing right now in playoffs. I mean, you guys could see the Giants and Oakland A's World Series. How would you like that, Teddy? I mean, you're a diehard Giant.
I would. I mean, like I said, I don't, you know, I'm not an A's fan by any means, but it would be nice to see a Bay Area World Series again. I was only 5-6 years old for the last one. Don't remember it, but I know it was the Earthquake Series, but. You know, the Giants got to close the deal. I'm not very jaded. I know the Giants got talent, but until they're locked in, I'm not taking anything for granted because I remember 1993, they blew a 10-game lead with about 20 games left. So yeah, against the Braves.
Woo!
Don't ask me why the Giants were even in the NL East or why they had an NL East with the Giants in it, but that was the way it was. And so I'm not taking anything for granted until it's, you know, clinched.
So, yeah, I mean, anything's possible in baseball. I mean, who the hell would think the Red Sox and Yankees both might not make the playoffs? And the
Red
LA
Sox
Dodgers
are 18 out, and the Yankees are falling fast.
And what Bobby Valentine said, this is the weakest roster in Red Sox history. And as you said, the Red Sox are going to be up for sale, so the highest bidder. So if there's anybody out there who wants to buy the Red Sox with me and wants to, you know, maybe change this team around, let's do it, guys.
I might.
Hey, let's do it and buy one of the best teams in franchise. And fire Bobby Valentine and get stuff together. But, hey, I'm so excited about baseball season coming up. I mean, look at these games right now. Boston, Toronto, 5-4. Washington, Atlanta, 1-1, bottom of ninth. Who's going to hit a walk-off? Is Chipper going to come up and maybe hit a walk-off? You never know. Tampa Bay is actually 5-4 over New York. That was broadcast a little bit wrong. But A-Rod did hit a home run. Texas is 2-1 over Seattle. You know, Seattle's playing really good right now. Can they be a spoiler? Look at Kansas City, guys. After the shooting in the parking lot, and I don't know what happened today, but some guy was probably going crazy over his girl, craziness. He killed himself. Kansas City's winning 6-4 over LA. And Kansas City's a team to watch for in the next couple of years. Chicago White Sox. Nobody talks about them. 3-0. Jake Peavy. I mean, they got a good team. Konerko, AJ Berensky, and watch out for the Phillies, guys. They're up 7-4 over Texas. Jay Sugley, Howard, Lee, Holiday.
Dude, they beat the Astros today. Come on.
Dude, they lost last night. Look at the Mets upsetting Milwaukee 7-2, so that's basically going to walk out. And San Francisco's got runners on. And Baltimore's got a runner at second in Oakland, and Colorado took the lead 4-0 over San Diego. Guys, I mean, this is baseball. I'm excited. This is going to be an absolutely great show. Our next guest, guys, I don't know how to introduce him. He is absolutely amazing. I mean, he's going to have an intro for this because he's just you're just going to be what he does for charity, what he does with the Miami Dolphins would just make your eyes tear. I mean, he goes to different events every day. He's a minister. He speaks in jails. You know, he's the Roger Maniac, as they call him. I mean, you got to play a song for this guy. I mean, this guy is going to be coming up here in the next couple minutes. You know, he's been a Dolphins maniac since 1994. I know you guys see him on TV. He's been on commercials, I'm sure, and he loves it. He gets up in his costume. His son's a great guy too. I met them both, and they're wonderful people, and they're diehard Dolphins fans. And you know, they want to see what's going to happen with this franchise. And this is a big game this week, guys. I mean, what is going to happen with the Dolphins? Are they going to lose to the Raiders and make me have to deal with Camacho for?
I think you're going to have to go into hibernation. I don't see it, man. They had K Kimbo Camper was on the radio for a while this morning. I was listening to him, and they had Bob Greasy on too. And, man, they didn't have nothing except all they could talk about was trying to get people to go to the game to get those 1972 throwback hats they're giving out. That was all they had to stand on. I mean, it was sad. I was listening to it. Those guys are obviously diehard Dolphins guys, and Jimmy Cephalo and all that. They had nothing. They were just like, come to the game for the hats, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, give me a break, man.
We're going to be right back after this message, and then we're going to be back with Mr. Avila, who is a diehard Dolphins. They call him Maniac. And, I mean, this guy's absolutely amazing. Roger Dolphin fan, Maniac Avila. He's got a truck of Dolphin fan, and he goes to different events. He's a pep rally type of guy, and his son and him have been Dolphins fans since ever. And he does so much for charity, guys, and that's what we need. So, I mean, here comes the song that everybody wants to hear. This is the fight song of my Miami Dolphins. And, guys, you are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio, and our phone number is 714-694-4150. I got my co-host, Teddy Sketches, who is on our fantasy show on Sunday. You can listen to it. I got Camacho, who will be calling in. And, guys, if you're just out there just relaxing, and just call in, you know. We want to hear what you want to say. Hey, I'll talk fantasy football, too. And, you know, we'll talk anything you want to hear. I mean, college football, too. We got big games. Tennessee at Florida. Game day. I mean, who's going to win that game? I'm excited.
They're all
Miami.
Picking Florida down here, but that's homer picks, obviously.
But, guys, here's the Miami Dolphins fight song. And, again, you're on Soul Kitchen Radio at 714-694-4150. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. The greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Everybody, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins.
Is that song just amazing? Oh, my God, I heard that song. I just want to jump up and cheer. That's the Miami Dolphins fight song. And I got your guy on the phone right now. Mr. Avila, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man? I mean, God, is that the fight song you want to hear right now?
Oh, man, that's beautiful, man. That's the fight song. Bring back memories, man. Bring back memories. You gotta remember. I saw the Dolphins go to Super Bowl five times, man. I've seen them. I've seen all that, man. And you know, to live through these times. I remember one time my son Raj. He's a guy that you see with a hard hat next to me at the games. He goes to me one day last year when we were going on an 0-7 losing streak. He goes to me, he goes, Dad, you know, you did great, man, growing up and everything. But one thing I regret. I go, what's that? He goes, you made me a Dolphin fan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and you're talking about Roger Avila, right?
Yeah, Roger William Avila. Yeah, that's Roger William.
We fight a lot about, you know, because I you know, you probably see me. I'm a pretty realistic person. I get really upset, you know. I want to see this team do well. I mean, you're a diehard fan. You go to the games. You dress up. I mean, you get the kids going. You get everybody going. You're on TV. I mean, you really love this Dolphins. I mean, you got a Dolphins truck. I mean, you know, you're a diehard Dolphins fan. I'm a diehard Dolphins fan. When the Dolphins lost to Strahan, when Strahanovich missed the field goal against San Diego, I put a hole in the wall. I was 10 years old. You know, I know I'm a Dolphins fan, even living in Atlanta and saying, oh, should I jump on the Falcons bandwagon? No. I'm gonna, like someone says, we're going to be Dolphins fans until that coffin slams. And there's awesome shirts about that, too, guys. We can tell about that later. But, I mean, are you – what do you think is going to happen with this game? I mean, we can all be negative. Everyone's like, okay, the Dolphins are 2.5-point underdogs. They're going to lose 12-9. It's going to be a field goal game. It's going to be – I mean, McFadden and basically Bush are going to be the only players. Or is there going to be somebody out of there like Lamar Miller or maybe one of our receivers, like maybe a Marlon Moore – or maybe Matthews will be activated, or somebody that we never know, like a Javon Lane, or, you know, are they just going to come out of the woodworks and, you know,
well,
what do you think? I mean, do you think this team is really,
well,
you think they're just,
well,
they're just,
go ahead. You got to look at it like this. You got to look at it like this. A star is always born in some kind of team like this, you know, and I remember back in the days when the Dolphins were named the no-name defense. They had nobody popular in there, man. Then we had the Blackwood brothers, the Killer Bees. But back, you know, when you look at a game like this, this is what you got to look at, man. Okay, I don't just go there and rah-rah. I watch my team, okay? And when we can look at this, okay, we got Reggie Bush in there in the basketball. He's a star. He's in his last year in a contract. Okay, he wants to hit 1,000 yards this year. Okay, let's hope he goes out there on fire and breaks through these holes. That's one thing we hope for. Okay, secondly, our receivers. It's simple, catch the balls. But we got Hartline. He might be the man. You got Bass. Now, if Hartline starts getting hot on those routes, they're going to have to double cover him and keep be careful, and it opens up the other receivers. That's what we sit back and hope for. Now, on the defense side, hey, did you know that Foster only averaged 2.5 yards per carry against the Miami Dolphins last week?
That's true.
2.5. That's why they, and the line is stuffing the run. Now, what we got to do, we've got to, like, again, we're going to sit down and hope for that the defense puts pressure on the QB. When you put pressure on that QB, maybe our corners can make some plays. Then again, we have to sit back and hope. That's all we can do, man. All we can do right now as the Dolphin Maniac and the crew is be the 12th man and make as much noise as we can. That's all we can do, man, because that's all we got.
I mean,
Raider Nation.
Oh, we got hey Roger. We got my buddy who actually is we worked on the show together. He's on our fantasy show. He hosts rap. I do sports, and his name's Camacho. And ever since I've known him, the Dolphins have dominated the Raiders. So I'm hoping that doesn't come to an end.
Yeah.
We went to a Dolphins Raiders.
I don't know.
Team.
The Dolphins dominate anyone.
This is what we did with Brian. Is this time I bet that the Dolphins will win and he bet the Raiders will win. That way the Raiders are going to finally turn it over. Every time I bet on them, they end up losing to the Dolphins, so I can't do that no more.
I'm not betting anything on that game because the Dolphins are going to win.
I think you're safe this time around, man. I don't
hey,
I don't
man.
Know anyone that's bet on the Dolphins.
I tell you what, one thing I know about Miami Dolphins fans is you guys feel our pain. It's so hard to be a Raider fan. I mean, we're up and down every year, up and down, going through coaches like crazy. It is so hard to be a Raider fan, and I tell everybody that. And I know you guys feel the same way.
Hey, guess what? You guys have the black hole, and guess what we have? If you look
at the deep
good,
end, right?
The deep end.
We have the teal nightmare.
Well, Hey, let me tell you, first of all, for you Raider fans, man, I love your passion, man. I love it. I love it. I love it, man. And you guys are awesome, man. You guys, you know, the only sad part about it is that where you guys are located, then you have the bad seat out there doing a gang fight. I heard there's a big rumble broke out that San Diego game with the Raiders, you know, and, you know, I'm not all for that, man. You know, that's pretty rude, dude. I mean, you got kids and women watching these things, man. You know,
I go to every game. I'm a season ticket holder, and a little stuff pops off now and then, but there's no gang fights. It's not as bad as everybody says. I mean, we go.
Oh, really?
I bring my kids. Yeah, it's not as bad as everybody says. You know, it's just like any other venue where you have knuckleheads. You're gonna have knuckleheads that get drunk.
Yeah.
Cops are all over the place, and and they're constantly keeping track of everybody. Cops are in the parking lot. Cops are up and down the aisles. And as soon as something pops off, everybody rushes over there. And so Oakland has it well confined. They have it organized. So it's not as bad as everybody thinks. But if you come, I mean, even Brian knows. Brian came with a whole bunch of Miami Dolphins fans, and they had no problems.
Yeah, I mean, Raiders fans are really cool. I mean, they hate Patriots fans more, but because of the Tom Brady thing. And, I mean, their Raiders are going to be down there representing, and I hear, you know, Northern Cal and all them are hanging out. And, I mean, it's gonna be fun, you know. At the end of the day, the game is just the game. Why do we want to kill each other over games? I don't know why people do that. You know, maybe people are drunk or maybe people are just drugged out or, you know. But, I mean, I went to the Niners games. I'm hung out with Niners fans. And I run my mouth, you know, and, you know, whether I'm sober, you know, now I'm sober. But I did run my mouth when I was drinking and, you know, and I still never really got into it with people. But I love Raiders people. I mean, I love going to Raiders games, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's a rivalry, and we'll see the best team that wins. If whoever loses this is behind the eight ball. I don't think the Dolphins are a playoff team, to be honest with you. I just don't think they have enough talent as a playmaker wise. I mean, Devon Bess is, if you play fantasy football, it's really all we have. I mean, Reggie Bush too, but is Lamar Miller going to be that guy that we need? You never know. Maybe Lamar Miller is going to be the stud and make Ireland look like a millionaire, you know?
Well, Lamar Miller and a safety that ran it back all the way. You got a star can be born. And you know what's true? In that game right there, the Raiders and the Dolphins, the league of their own there, you know, these teams, if they hang in there and by the grace of God and a miracle happens, they win eight games and make it into a wild card or something. That's a great year. Or if they get to 500, I want to see my team fight to the end. That game against the Texans just made me want to. I hate that. That first half was great. We're in this, and then we're making these little high school mistakes, man. You know, and that's what kills me, man. You know?
I mean, that was a nice return by Marcus Thigpen. I mean, he's going to be exciting. I think he's going to be a real, hopefully, a playmaker for us, and I think he's going to be a great pickup. But, I mean, the turnovers, I don't think Daniel Thomas is the answer. I really don't. I think the Dolphins need to cut him eventually and go Lamar Miller. And
let me ask you guys a Dolphins question.
Sure.
What do you think? There's any chance that Anthony Fasano turns the corner from a so-so tight end who could kind of a stopgap kind of guy to returns the corner and he becomes, and he's not a Jason Witten caliber player, but even someone who's even above average? Because right now he's been
Gonzalez.
Average at best. I mean, come on.
He's the kind of guy that can make you a break.
Is he ever gonna elevate it, or is this it? This is it.
No, this is it, man.
This is it? You don't think Fasano's going to ever elevate it?
Well, he needs to.
I think he's had his chance. He's had his chance to elevate it.
That's what I see.
I mean, it's the first game of the year. He had some amazing catches last week. Tannehill threw some balls very overthrown, and he made some nice catches. The Chiefs game that I went to when we won our first game, 31-10, he had a couple of touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. You never know with Fasano. I think the tight end they should have drafted was Fleener.
I really thought he had potential when he's with Dallas.
I know you're a big guy because you like the Cowboys and stuff. He was one of Parcells' boys. He was one of Ireland's pickups.
I know. That's
too.
Why I was sad when the Cowboys let him go because I thought he was going to blow up, and he just never – he's always hovered in that middle ground, and I always thought he had more to him, but, you know, I don't know.
You know what I believe, guys? You know what I really believe? This is what I believe. I don't know if you can back me up on this, and I love my Dolphins and my family. Who's ever in my family, I back them up, but when you got to go, you got to go, and it's enough is enough. It's this, and I don't wish anything upon anybody, but this is what I believe as a fan sitting in there. I believe that this year, and what Coach Philp is doing, he's cutting out every Ireland and Bill Parcells boys out of the picture, and I think, and I believe, and I hope not or whatever, is that at the end of the year, Ireland is gone.
I don't think you're alone in thinking that.
Everybody's thinking that.
His wife wants him gone, too.
Hey, is Chris Barker on the line with us?
What?
Is Chris Barker on the line?
No, I don't think so. No, why? Would you tell him? I told him to call.
He's not allowed to stay up this late.
Oh, well, we got a caller here who's a huge football fan. 650.
Hey,
is this Ben?
Yeah, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben, what's going on, Ben? Hey, they introduced you to Ben. Ben is the man, man. He's the NFL Caesar guy. He's the NBA lord. He's a writer. He's a young kid from California, and he lives in your area of the woods, Camacho. And this guy knows sports. I mean, you should add him. If you want to know anything about sports, he's always updating people on sports. He knows the insides, the outsides. And this guy's amazing. Hey, thanks for calling our show. We're talking right now about the Dolphins and Raiders right now. So we got my boy Teddy, we got Roger, and we got Rick Camacho, who's an Oakland A's fan, and he's a huge Raiders fan. So Roger, do you think Ireland won't be fired in the next couple of games? If the Dolphins lose to the Raiders, they lose to the Jets, we go to Arizona, we lose 0-4, I think they pull the plug.
What good would that be anyway? Yeah, what could that be anyway? Maybe
you
always bring your fans back.
You can't get a GM in the middle of the season.
I believe that is one reason why a lot of big names don't want to come here. You know, I think that's one reason.
Hey, sorry, Ryan, I got a fantasy football question for you. Everybody,
sure.
and cool. Even you, Ben. I was offered Michael Turner for Alfred Morris today. Should I do it or sit on Morris?
Sit on Morris, bro. Michael Turner's old, and he's just young.
No, I like Michael Turner, man.
I like Alfred Morris.
I like Turner, man.
I've been getting all kinds of.
I like Alfred Morris.
Both
I think
ways
he's gonna
on
run. They're gonna run a lot with him, and he's a great running back. I think he's gonna have 15, 20 points, probably like the touchdown this week. Michael Turner against Denver. Denver's defense isn't bad. They got the corner from Jets. I mean, Leonard,
Michael Turner's the man.
Turner's the man, but Turner's not going to have a good year this year. Just like I told you about Aaron Rodgers, whoever drafted Aaron Rodgers is not going to—he's not going to be that good now that Philman's gone. People don't realize.
Hey, second question: is there any way that Teddy could come back from an 8-2 deficit and beat me in fantasy baseball this week?
Oh, bro, it's in the works. It's already in the works.
I've been ripping on Teddy forever on that. He says he's going to win the league.
Listen, I am spreading myself way too thin. I got fantasy baseball, football, work, the wedding, everything. Everything's crashing down on me here. My life is spiraling out of control.
Don't worry.
I'm working
in two
on
days,
it.
Teddy, your fantasy baseball will be over. You don't have to worry about that one.
Your career's coming on end. He also didn't start Cedric Benson. He might actually get his girl might sleepwalk and kill him. So, you know, if you ever see
It'd almost be like a relief to get eliminated. I know I could beat Brian. I really want to beat Brian in fantasy baseball. And
you can't.
I,
you can't beat
no,
me, bro.
Oh, shut up, bro. I'll
I'm
be,
good. No.
You don't know anything about sports.
I'm dominating my league. Obviously, I do know something about sports. I've been following my league. I win in my football league, don't I? I mean, I lost by 2-3 points because of Phillip Rivers. But Camacho, you guys can listen to Soul Kitchen Radio, 714-694-4150. Guys, we have an amazing show. This is our first ever Friday night show, and I'm sure people around the world are listening. I mean, I tweeted a couple. Maybe Chad Ochocinco's out there. Hey, Ochocinco, if you're out there when you're listening, because I did tweet you, hey, why don't you give a call and maybe do some comedy tonight? You know, I mean, I'm sure
his
you're
name is,
you know.
His name is Chad Johnson. Who
Tim
you get? You get Chad Johnson.
He's now,
back,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I gotta go. But hey, everybody is welcome to come on Sunday morning, 1 hour before kickoff. So Kids Radio, we do pregame show, fantasy football pregame show, and it's off the hook. We're doing all fantasy football every Sunday morning. So check us out. Hey, it's nice talking to you guys. Go Raiders.
We're going to be live
no,
from
we'll
Arizona. I should have put your Raiders song on when you left. But we're going
to
be live from Arizona in 2 weeks, too, guys. Hey, Roger, you going to the Dolphins-Arizona game?
Hey, if you guys ever go by the game, I'm going to be at all the games. We're at W22. That's where we're going to be tailgating. We're going to have to eat music and food and everything. At W22, that's my gate H. That's right where the pole is, W22, West 22. That's where we're going to be at. That's where we all hang out.
I told Teddy to get himself down. I'm actually not living in Florida anymore, but Teddy is 20 minutes away from the stadium.
Sorry, bro. I'm not giving any money to this team. I can't. It's a glorified college team. I'm sorry. I'm not paying any money down here.
Well, Hey, free tickets are out there too, guys. Season ticket holders are getting free tickets. So if you want to get tickets to the Dolphins, hit up your season ticket holders and go from there. Hey, Ben, what do you think about the Dolphins? You think this team is a joke?
Yes.
I think the reason why they're a joke, to me at least, I mean, first of all, anything that is going to go on Hard Knocks, you know, is looking for a quick way to get cash. And, I mean, look, if you're going on a Hard Knocks, you're too much desperate for attention. You know, we all know Ireland is a joke. They need to get rid of him in the front office. That's A. And then, you know, secondly, I mean, as far as the season is concerned, this is a team that is in rebuilding mode. I mean, these guys haven't had a stable quarterback since, you know, Greasy, and really not since Marino. And they have a rookie quarterback in Tannehill, you know, and they're trying to groom him in there. So, I mean, I think Tannehill's got a lot of promise, so I wouldn't say, like, they're a joke, like, long-term. But for the time being, like, for this season, I don't expect them to be relevant at all this year or even next year. So maybe that answers your question, but I don't see them being good for a while. But,
well,
they're
starting a quarterback, and Tannehill only played 19 games as quarterback in college. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know that. He was a receiver.
They're playing him out of desperation.
You know.
That's true.
Matt Moore is not the answer, and that's no news to anyone. So they're rolling the dice on him, and they're just saying, hey, let's hope. Like the Cowboys struck, you know, they struck oil with Tony Romo. He was like a undrafted free agent. They just start him. You know, see what happens. They start him, see what happens, and look what happened 8 years later.
I think the quarterback to watch out for is Pat Devlin. I think Pat Devlin.
I like him. He's not bad.
Yeah. I think Devlin, you know, he came from Penn State, a very high upgrade, you know, program before all that incident happened. And then, you know, he transferred from Delaware, very good, known Division II school. And Devlin kind of reminds me of a Tony Romo. So, I mean, if Tony Tannehill struggles and throws three interceptions against the Raiders, question is to Sherman and Sprano. I mean, not Sprano. Oh, my God. Philman. okay. Sprano's on my mind. That's kind of weird. But Philman, you know, do you
play? Anything about field goals?
Yeah, must be. That's what the Dolphins seem like with Dan Carpenter. But Devlin could be the answer, you know. And the Dolphins, they're in a rebuilding mode. But you know what? You got to listen. The Redskins are in a rebuilding mode. Look at the Redskins. Alfred Morse, FIU. RG3, Pierce Garçon, got a sick defense. They're going to probably go 2-0 this week. Who they play, St. Louis? I mean, the Redskins might win that division. And you never know, RG3. And that's what pisses me off to death. Because douchebag Jeff Ireland, and we all hate him here, douchebag Jeff Ireland went to school at Baylor. Why did he not trade up for the picks? Because the draft that we did, Jonathan Martin, he's all right. Tannehill, if we could have got RG3, then we could have added Pierce Garçon, maybe Reggie Wayne. And we're talking playoffs, guys. We're talking playoffs.
Oh,
so
wow. The Dolphins team with RG3, that would be unbelievable.
Oh, they would sell out.
No, they would have to give away everything to get him.
Look what the Redskins did.
They couldn't go that high. They couldn't go that high, bro.
The Redskins seemed to get him, you know? I think he
would
From 7-2, though, I kind of don't know if they could have gotten up that high in the draft.
No,
that's quite a jump to make. That's a jump. That's quite a jump. I mean, you know, and I think, too, I mean, you know, it isn't like, I mean, let's not forget, too, Tannehill, he is a rookie quarterback, and, yeah, he's played all the 19 games in college, like you said, but you do got to give these guys time. And so I think it's way, way too early to start talking about, what about RG3 and I think before you start, you know, throwing that out there, you got to give Tannehill some time because a lot of really good quarterbacks takes these guys a few years to get their groove on, you know. So, I mean, it's too early to, you know, if they felt confident in Tannehill that he was going to be a good guy, you know, maybe. Because, I mean, RG3 looked great after one game. But remember three months ago, people were, you know, really questioning their front office for what they gave up to get RG3. They, you know, threw a lot out there to get him. So, I mean, it's too early to start talking about what-ifs in the draft. We're only in week two. That's at least my opinion.
Yeah, you're definitely right, Ben. And I know you're a huge
I'm hoping for Redskins bust.
I know you're a huge Minnesota Vikings fan. Am I right?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And
I'm hoping for a bigger out of Percy Harvin.
what do you think about Adrian Peterson, man? I benched him in my league, and I started no Sean Marino, and I almost lost. I mean, I made a bad decision in my Yahoo league. Is Adrian Peterson against the Colts this week going to dominate? I think the guy's back, bro. I mean, he had an incident at the club, but he's a really nice guy from what I hear, and he was a hard worker from he went to Oklahoma, and he's a good player. I mean, him, Percy Harvin, good kicker, and Blair Walsh, good quarterback in Christian Ponder, good defense in Jared Allen. Watch out, Vikings.
I hate Jared Allen.
Good noise, too. And Camacho has
the
league. I mean, what do you think about your Vikings this year? I mean, the kicker, Blair Walsh, I mean, if you're playing fantasy, I think he's a stud out there. He's from UGA. So he's a great kicker from Georgia.
Yeah, I think the biggest obstacle for the Vikings is, I mean, first of all, they have a great team around Christian Ponder. I mean, a really good team. You mentioned Adrian Peterson, he's a beast. I think he's, I mean, maybe he's not 100%, but he's really, really close, and I think he'll get to 100% or as close as he can by midseason. So he's back. And then you look at their defense with Jared Allen and, you know, Percy Harvin on offense. They have a really, really nice team around Christian Ponder. The only thing is how good is Christian Ponder going to be this season? He's in his second season. He's still learning and growing. And this is a team that a couple of years ago was in the NFC title game, you know, an overtime away from a Super Bowl. So they could be good. I think the second thing that is, I think an even bigger obstacle for the Vikings is their division is just really, really tough. I mean, you know, we laugh at Chicago how bad they played last night, but they're still a dangerous team. Detroit's a really, really good team. And the Green Bay Packers are a fantastic team. So the biggest obstacle for the Vikings is in the division, but I do think they'll win this week. They should start off 2-0. And what does help them is they're playing the NFC West, and they're also playing the AFC South this game, the division match. So that should get them a good chunk of wins. So, I mean, if they can do well in division play, then, yeah, I mean, they definitely got a shot to do something.
I mean, the Bears with Jay Cutler, I mean, should I go over these numbers? 11 for 27, 126, one touchdown, four interceptions.
Four interceptions, bro.
Brandon Marshall, two catches, 24 yards. I mean, guys, if you get Cutler in your fantasy, you might as well just start headed to the bar and, you know, pack it up. You're done.
Hey, guys, excuse me. Can I just cut in here for a second? I know we're doing, like, a hybrid baseball-football show.
Sure.
I just want to give an update. MLB races in the National League. Hunter Pence just hit a grand slam for the San Francisco Giants. They already had one run, puts them up 5-0 against Arizona on the road.
Wow. Matt Cain
putting
pitching.
That in there. Matt Cain pitching. He's not pitching very well. He's up to about 60 pitches into the third, but Hunter Pence just hit first grand slam as a Giant.
Hunter Pence is a very good pickup after what happened with Cabrera. And the Braves had a walk-off. I think St. Simmons hit a walk-off.
Oh, they pulled it off tonight?
Yeah, they pulled it off. I was not watching it, but I was watching most of the game, 2-1. And, guys, what do you think about, you know, if we can get a little back to baseball, Ben, what do you think about Bryce Harper? This guy's going to be a stud for our lifetime and our kid's lifetime. I mean, he's just 19 years old.
No, he's got 20 years.
I don't,
he's got 20 years, man. He's only 19.
I don't see why not him and Mike Trout can't be really good players for their 10 to 15 years in Major League Baseball, to be totally honest. I mean, both those guys have been absolutely fantastic rookies. And, I mean, I think Harper sort of tailed off a little bit at the end of the season. That's, I mean, somewhat expected of a rookie. But, I mean, I don't see any reason why he and Trout will not be, you know, players that will be. I mean, I think for the Nationals, one thing that, I mean, it's tough that they got to shut Strasburg down and everything, but
I know.
If you're the Nationals,
oh,
I mean,
that was a
tough thing to do. It's terrible because, you know when you can get back to the play. And I still kind of question that move. But, you know, the one encouraging thing for the Nationals is you have a franchise. You got a guy, like, in an everyday player you can build your franchise around, Bryce Harper, if he's healthy. And you got a starting pitcher you can build a franchise around. So if you're really watching the Nationals, I mean, you got two guys that you can build your franchise around for a very long time. So, I mean, as far as Harper's concerned, absolutely, he's a franchise player.
Let me throw something out there concerning the Nationals. I saw something on ESPN the other day that made me, like, because at first I was like, I agreed with them with shutting Strasburg down and all that, saying, yeah, you know, save him for next year, a couple of years after, blah, blah, blah. but they're like, who the Nationals think they are? Like, who's to say it's even going to matter if Strasburg pitches next year, 2-3 years? Like, who do they think they are? The Yankees, the Red Sox? Who knows if they're going to be in contention in the next 10 years? They've been around for, like, 5-odd years. This is the first year they're even relevant. Like, how are they so arrogant to think, oh, we're going to need him for next year because we're going to be right there? Like, they're not any team that's on the edge every year. Like, this is the first time they're even relevant. Like, how could they be so, like, cocky to think they're going to, oh, next year we're going to be, you know what I mean? Like, and ESPN, I didn't come up with this. ESPN did this whole story on it, and I agree with them. They're like, what does it matter? If they're, like, 500 team next year, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just a stupid thing, man. If they're there this year, go for it. You know what I mean? Go for broke. Look at other teams that haven't won it forever, like Giants. They won it in 2010, haven't won it in 50, 60 years prior to that. You never know. Like, why not just go for it? Why not just go for it when you got the chance?
I've sort of taken that same kind of position. I think what the Nationals should do is what they should do, to be fair, you know, I mean, obviously, I understand the concern about you want to preserve Harper and you don't want him to, I mean, sorry, Strasburg. You want to preserve Strasburg. Keep your friend guy for like 10, 15 years, Strasburg. You don't want him to get, you don't want to destroy him and he's done for like his career because it won't beat him. But I think what they should have done with him, and maybe what they should do, is they should have sat him down and say, look, here's the concern of you playing on in this season. You know, you're risking this injury, blah, 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 but we're also going to hear this playoff chase. We got a chance to go to the World Series. What do you want to do? And I think that's what they should have done. And my honest opinion is, if they asked Strasburg what he wants to do, I mean, he would have played. I think he does want to play. So I think that's how they should have handled that, is they should have asked him, what do you want to do? Here's the risk involved of us pitching you, and we want to give you, but we also understand that this is a maybe once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. What do you want to do? And that's what they should have done. And if they had done that, I think he'd be pitching right now. That's my opinion, at least.
Mike Rizzo, the GM, is an idiot because watch the Nationals get to the World Series and they can possibly win it all, and they're playing
stupid,
Baltimore.
Yeah,
and they're
stupid.
Playing their arch rival.
They could have had a... Yeah, never mind.
I mean, out of the National League, the Braves are not really extremely good. I mean, they're good, but they're not, and I don't think the Giants, I don't know. I mean, the Nationals are just, you know, like what I think they should have done is they should have just not pitched them. They should have given him some starts. I mean, dude, how old is Strasburg? He played at San Diego State. He's like 24, 25. Dude,
there's no way
he's over 25. Maybe he might die next year. And you might never pitch in the playoffs. You know, nobody knows. That's what I'm saying is you got to go with your best. If you know, they shut Clay Buckholz down in the Red Sox, but he was really young, and he wasn't really, a good stud when, you know, we were in the playoffs. But, I mean, you know, I know it really makes me – it hurts me being a baseball fan, and I like the Nationals. And I like what they have, and I like Davey Johnson, and I'm excited to see Washington up there. I'm excited to see Baltimore up there. I'm excited to see Tampa Bay fighting for it. And it's kind of good, you know, even though being a huge Red Sox fan, seeing the Red Sox struggle a little, you know, and seeing these small market teams like Pittsburgh. I mean, look at Cincinnati, 11 games up. I mean, are the Reds going to make noise with Brandon Phillips? I mean, you know, look at Oakland A's with 3 games up. I think Oakland A's could surprise people. I mean, Brandon McCarthy will come back. I think Brandon Moss is having a career year. I mean, you could see an Oakland-Washington World Series. That wouldn't be good for baseball, but, you know, good for those teams, you know. Small market team.
Washington Nationals are going to look back on this. Unless they somehow win the World Series, they're going to look at this as a shoot themselves in the foot, no doubt about it in my mind. And I don't think they will win the World Series without him.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, they got Zimmerman, they got Jackson.
But they got a solid lineup, but you take Strasburg out of that rotation, you get Gio Gonzalez and whoever the hell else is in there, but...
Roger, thanks. I want to just say a shout out to Roger Maniac. Thanks for calling the show. You're awesome. Guys, you need Teddy, you know where he's at. Look for him. He's in a costume. He's a diehard Dolphins fan. Look for him on TV. Thanks for calling the show. Your son's awesome. You're awesome, and you really brought it. Guys, we're going to be right back after this message. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. We're going to hear a little music, and then we're going to get back, and we're going to gear into football. I want to really talk about some of these games this week. There's going to be some big upsets. And, you know, if anybody knows college, I'd love to talk a little college football. But you are listening to Brian Kaiserman's Soul Kitchen Radio. 714-694-4150. I know your people are tuning in. People get a little scared to call, but, you know, come on, call and bring it, guys, you know. That's what it's about. Don't be shy. I mean, it is all about bringing it, and, I mean, I love my Dolphins team because they bring it, and I'm not gonna change the Dolphins colors until that coffin slams, and once that coffin slams, that's the end of it. No more Dolphins for me. But I love that motto. And it's amazing how you can have Dolphins and Raiders fans on the same phone and not want to kill each other. And we're gonna hear a little some music. What should we hear? I'm gonna put a little Feet Drake, Mr. Wrong, guys. We're gonna be right back after
that. That doesn't sound good. No, that doesn't sound good.
You're gonna hear a little Feet Drake, Mr. Wrong.
Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret, yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should.
Ben Parker on the phone. We got my boy Teddy. And congratulations to getting married. Yeah. Shout out to Tanya. Good luck with that.
June 1st if she makes it.
June 1st if she makes it. And hey, Trey, if you're listening to your show, shout out to Angela for having your first kid. Yeah.
She just walked in the door like 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's cool. You're on the show. So she's not gonna control the theme. Let's shout out to Trey. Right, Trey, my boy Trey had his first. He's gonna have his first baby in January, and it's awesome. I mean, I hope the next couple of years I'll be having a kid. But Ben, you know, I know we talked football. I know we talked baseball, but I want to talk what your passion is, and which we talk about and You give me updates and stuff. You're called NBA Lord, so you're a huge, huge NBA fan. So go out on a limb and tell me what you think is going to happen with this NBA season. And there's going to be some teams to surprise. Who's going to be probably a rookie of the year, and who's going to be a team that might possibly that nobody expects to win an NBA final? And we got a Heat fan on. We got a Celtics fan. I think you're a Warriors fan.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it's hard to project like that far out into the season, but I mean, I think some teams that are definitely to look out for. I think a lot of them are out in the Western Conference. I mean, if you look at starting off with like, I think Minnesota. A lot of people aren't really. I guess a lot of people, the more casual NBA fan, won't really look at Minnesota as a team to look out for. But if you think about it, Ricky Rubio, if he's healthy, Kevin Love, you got Andre Kirilenko, Oleksiy Shved. He's supposed to be really good. Kind of a Ricky Rubio type guy in the backcourt. I think the Minnesota Timberwolves are a team that could definitely make some noise in terms of maybe even winning a playoff series, very much like the Golden State Warriors did against the Mavericks a few years ago, where they surprised people. I think Minnesota's a really dangerous team to look out for. I'm a huge Utah fan. I think you got to look out for them. I think the Golden State Warriors are going to be really interesting to look out for as well, just with how Stephen Curry and Andrew Bogut are going to turn out. It all comes down to health. If Bogut's able to stay healthy and Curry's able to stay healthy, that's a team to look out for. But if you're talking championships and who's going to win, I mean, I don't really see a whole lot of a difference except for the fact that the Los Angeles Lakers have just perhaps evolved themselves into the top of the Western Conference with the addition of Steve Nash and Dwight Howard. I mean, to me, the Western Conference, it really does come down to the Thunder and the Lakers and, you know, maybe San Antonio. As far as the Eastern Conference is concerned, I think once again it comes down to either Boston or Miami. I don't see a whole lot of changes at the very, very top of the NBA this season. But, I mean, I definitely think that some teams like Minnesota, Golden State, Utah, maybe even New Orleans will kind of be in that mix a little bit and make these interesting to watch down the stretch in terms of seeing who kind of squeaks in the playoffs.
I don't know if you heard, but the Lakers, James Worthy's been ripping on Dwight Howard, saying they're not going to be the answer. The Lakers are overrated. They're going to lose. I mean, they got Dwight Howard, Jamerson, Steve Nash. And, you know, you forgot to mention a team that I think could surprise some people. How about the L.A. Clippers? Matt Barnes, Lamar Odom, Ron Butler, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin.
I think the Clippers are a good team. I mean, I think they're a very talented, you know, dangerous team, certainly. But, I mean, I don't necessarily see them. I mean, I think it comes down to the Clippers. I mean, obviously, Chris Paul is the best point guard in the NBA just for what he's able to do in terms, like, offensively and the way he can distribute the ball and score and take over a ball game. But to me, the Clippers, it really does come down to how good Blake Griffin's able to improve his game. And, I mean, you know, he gets better and better every season, but, I mean, until he's able to sort of develop more of a Karl Malone, Charles Barkley type of a game where he can actually, like, you know, post people up and hit some decent, like, 12 to 14-foot jumpers reliably that those guys are able to do, I don't see the Clippers really being, like, a threat to win the Western Conference. They'll definitely be a playoff team. They'll definitely, you know, be in the mix to win a series and maybe even get to the conference finals, maybe. But I don't see them winning the Western Conference. I don't put them in that category, in that group. But that's just my opinion.
I mean, you know, you never know in sports. I think the Heat and the Lakers are what everyone's prediction is. Look at Oklahoma City. They're going to come back and repeat this year. You never know. You could see a Utah and maybe a Milwaukee in the finals. The NBA is a very it's kind of like you never know, like a lot of upsets, and that's what I like. I mean, the best part of the NBA is when the playoffs happen, and I'm starting to realize that about baseball. With NBA and baseball, I've talked to numerous people about this. Should they lower the games that are being played? Because like, baseball, like, you get dragged out too much. Like, I've been to three games this year. I saw them play three Marlins games, and I used to be a huge baseball fan, and I know Teddy's a diehard baseball fan, and they went to four Giants games, and when they played the Marlins. But I think baseball's too many games, 162. Teddy, what do you think about that? You think the NBA and baseball should lower the games to 100?
Hell no. No, baseball is good just the way it is. NBA might stand to lower the games just because it's harder for the guys. But, no, baseball, no, I hope they don't ever lower the amount of games.
Teddy, what do you think about Ben's prediction?
Why? Do you want to lower the games?
I think there's too many baseball games. I don't think people get
think this is double A?
I don't think people get interested until the playoffs start. Don't you agree, Ben, in NBA and baseball?
I agree. I think
weather.
The NBA.
We don't need
okay weather.
I think the NBA and baseball, I think baseball you could definitely curtail back to like 120. And then I think for basketball, which 120 is still a lot of games, you could curtail that back.
You can't.
The NBA, I think you could easily trade
injuries, suspensions. You got to let it all play out.
I think the NBA you could argue. This 66 game season we had here was really exciting. And obviously, it was because there were so many games jam-packed in. But the number of games, 66, was a good number of games. So I think the NBA went down to like 70 or something like that.
NBA is an amount of games, but not baseball.
A lot of people don't watch baseball until the playoffs. Here's the difference between baseball, football, and basketball.
You
and hockey playoffs are the best.
Hockey,
there's
someone Canadian on the line?
Who's on the line? We got Martin Brodeur on the line.
Is there?
What? There's no one.
Come on, hockey.
Their
lockout starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Crosby might be playing overseas.
Your buddy Seguin from Boston, he's playing in Europe or whatever, I heard.
Oh, is he? Seguin? He's good.
He's playing with Crosby,
Martin.
They're playing in, like, the Ukraine.
Yeah, that's going to be college.
They're
going to
get paid
awesome
in bottles of vodka, I heard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're probably drinking a bottle of vodka right now. But, Ben, getting back to your point, what's your favorite sport, man? I mean, you're huge. It seems like you're a huge NBA fan. Am I going to say NBA?
Who's your team?
Yeah, NBA is my favorite. NBA is my favorite. My team's the Utah Jazz. I'm also an NFL fan, and I follow baseball not as diehard, but I absolutely love postseason baseball. And I also follow tennis really closely. I do tennis on Facebook as well. So that's kind of what I do. So those are my sports: basketball, pride, and tennis and football are kind of tied. And then baseball I love once the playoffs come around. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's absolutely exciting for me. It used to be baseball, huge baseball fan, played baseball, football. Football is right now awesome. You got fantasy football. You got games every Sunday, Saturday, Thursday, Monday. It's the best time of year. If you have a girlfriend, you tell your girlfriend you don't want to talk to her for those 4 days, and you leave her alone, and you hang out with your friends, and you watch the games. That's what it's exciting. They have so many great games, and people are just watching them, and football has definitely taken over as my favorite sport. And I've been a Dolphins fan since I was a kid. I love college football, too. I love college basketball, too. Getting to the NBA, I was an NBA fan growing up as a kid, played basketball a lot, too. But the NBA, to me, it's all about thugs and all these people about money and getting in trouble. And my dad's not a huge football fan because he thinks a lot of the guys are getting DUIs and drinking and killing themselves. And, your football lifespan, and, I'll have someone come on our show and they talked about it. You suffer brain injuries, and you don't live a long life. Most of them live 35, 40, 42. What about Junior say I did at 43?
The average player career is 4.5 years.
Wow. What about in baseball?
That's why a shitload of guys go broke. Well, in baseball, the contracts are guaranteed. So you could get signed for 10 years, play for 1, you're still getting paid. Football, the union isn't as good.
They don't give them a good benefit. Ben, what do you think about these replacement refs? And Teddy, what do you think
they're
about
horrible.
These replacement refs? Do you think they're getting better?
They've gotten better. They've gotten better. Obviously we still need the real guys back, but there's still mistakes that they make, like when the refs gave the Seattle Seahawks a 4th timeout, that kind of stuff. But, let's not act. I think what's kind of interesting about this replacement ref situation is when everyone's now starting to act like the regular refs like got it right like all the time, and they did not. The regular refs and this is why we have instant replay, for the regular refs, because they don't get everything right. So I think the replacement refs are doing as best they can. I think they've also got a lot. I've heard less complaints across the board. as the regular season has started. The preseason was more important for them than it was for the players. So they have 4 weeks of preseason. I think right now they're doing the best they can. Obviously, we do want the real guys back, but I don't really feel the need to, like, harp on. I think everyone just wants to say they're horrible. But people say the Mets are horrible even when there's real guys out there. So I think they're doing the best they can, and I think they finally have started to kind of figure things out. So, I mean, every week they should get better.
Yo, let me jump in there and say I was at the gym today, and I was watching PTI, and they were talking about replacement refs versus the regular refs. Today or this week or whatever was the anniversary. Remember that play of Chargers versus, I think it was Denver, the Ed Hockley play where he called that incomplete pass, or no, the fumble, he called it an incomplete pass, and it cost the Chargers the game. Do you remember that?
That was last year, was it?
Might have been 2 years ago. I don't know. Either,
okay.
It was recently.
I do remember. I might have been watching that game.
And he was obviously a regular ref. So, you know, it's widespread. They're not all perfect. They're not.
I mean, these refs are getting better. And you know what? The replacement, the new refs that are on right now are getting better. I mean, you know, I was at the Jacksonville and Giants game, and it took, I don't know if you watched that game. I know nobody probably watched it, but the refs took forever on a 2-second call. It was Perilou up the middle. They were trying to line up for a field goal to tie it, and the refs just kept taking forever. And they're getting better. You know, it takes progress. These refs are teachers. These refs are Division III schools. They're not SEC. They're not ACC refs. They're not Big Ten. They're not Pac-10. So if these other refs don't get back in the next, five games, they're going to probably lose their jobs. And these new refs are really
well. How much money? They're doing millions of dollars.
I don't know Ben, but what is the actual, what's the holdup? I haven't really been following the refs that much, but.
I don't know much. From what my understanding is it's coming down to, I think, I mean, obviously it's money getting, they want them to get their money. I think it's got something to do with benefits. They want more retirement benefits. I think the league wants to, like, cut those down way low. So it's about retirement benefits, I think.
Yeah, I think they want better benefits than, like, the fucking, like, the GMs or something. Like, the benefits they want are unbelievable, and the league isn't budging on that. So I don't think it's about dollars and cents. I think it's about benefits.
I think the benefits was right with Aaron.
And I hear that these replacement refs are here to at least game five, so I think they'll probably I don't think these other refs will come back. I mean, I think they're going to probably just keep what they have because they want to keep
it. I'm not going to start bitching about the replacement refs until the Cowboys lose the game. So.
Well, I mean, maybe the Dolphins are going to lose the game possibly this week. But, guys, you are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. I got my boy Ben, my boy Teddy. If you guys want to call the show, it's 714-694-4150. But we got 20 minutes left, so I really want to get into it this week. I don't know if anyone – are you a huge college football fan, Ben?
That's not really my forte, but I do follow it a little bit.
Okay. I mean, we got a big
game. Your
team? First ranked teams, Florida, Tennessee. Who's your team?
I go to UC Berkeley, so Cal is my team, Cal Bears, and then I'm also went to Utah. So I'm a Utah fan. So Utah BYU's tomorrow. That's the big game for me to watch tomorrow. Utah Brigham Young, but if you don't live in Utah, no one cares about that. But it's a pretty heated game, so.
I mean, guys, did you watch college football last week? Look at the upsets. UL Monroe beat Arkansas. UCLA beat Nebraska. What's the other upset? Come on, someone help me out.
All I know is everyone longs for the days when the University of Miami dominates and wins every game. That's
all
I know.
Irrelevant, dude. They got.
Oh, they will be soon. Al Golden, he's got a plan.
So let's get I think Florida's going to upset Tennessee, hopefully, this week. The spread's 3.
I don't know. I hate the Gators, man. They're tools.
I think Arkansas might upset Auburn. Alabama. I think Arkansas is going to come out. You know, Wilson's out for the game, and I think it's going to be a pretty, really good game, and I think that quarterback is going to come out, Allen, and have a better game because, you know what, Arkansas is playing for basically nothing now. They were a top-8 school. They fell out all the way out of the polls, losing to Monroe. And now they're just playing for pride. So if they can win this game, they can really knock Alabama out and maybe even get back in the race. And, you know, you had Texas A&M and Mizzou. I don't think they're going to be any plays in it. But, you know, we'll see. College football is back, and I'm excited. But let's get in the NFL games. You know, let's just go down these games really quick to say which fantasy guy you would want on one of the teams. I'm going to go down Green Bay, Chicago, guys. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a fantasy dud this year. Jordy Nelson, I don't know. He might not be as good as last year. Jennings was out. Forte's going to be out. He has a sprained ankle for next week, so I don't know if Michael Bush would be a good pick. But Green Bay beat Chicago, and the score was 23-10. But I'm going to go through every game right now. Oakland-Miami, who do you like in the game, Ben, and why?
In that game, I like Miami to win that game. I think as bad and dysfunctional as you can argue Miami might be, the Oakland Raiders, I mean, are just incredibly, you know, dysfunctional. And the game's in Miami, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, it's in
Miami.
Yeah,
so there you go. So I'm just making. I'm looking at. I don't see the Raiders, you know, after getting absolutely thumped at home on their home opener Monday night. I don't see them going down to Miami and getting a win. So I mean, and you know, that's just what I think. I don't see them getting the W. I think, you know, they still got a lot of things to work out with, like Carson Palmer, still trying to figure out how to get him going. And, you know, and of course, you know, McFadden, I mean, you know, never know if he's going to be able to make it through any game. So I like Miami to win that game. They're at home, and Raiders, you know, dysfunctional.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go quick by this, but I like Miami too. I even though I've been saying Oakland, and I think Oakland and the spread is 2.5, I think Miami is going to come out on fire. I hope all the crowds with the big deep end, and maybe Teddy will go to the game with his girlfriend or
no,
or
Teddy,
wife.
Teddy, you want to go to the game on Sunday?
And they'll enjoy themselves
Dolphins.
At the opener. I mean, it's a big, big game for the Dolphins. I mean, we'll have to see if this team's real.
Yeah.
They can win this game. They possibly could be 3-1 going into St. Louis. So, I mean, anything's possible, but I want to go through fantasy players really quick. Miami, the only guy I would really consider starting is Devon Bess if you're in a PBR league. Oakland, Darren McFadden, end of the day, you never know, Pryor might come in and take for Palmer. You know, if any of you guys agree with any of that, you know, or you think any other guys that could come out of the woodworks, you know, Denarius Moore might be a pretty good pickup. He's a great running back, receiver actually from Tennessee, and he had a huge year, yeah, last year with the Raiders. I mean, I think Miami wins. Teddy, you think Miami pulls that out and gets their first victory?
I would like them to, but I don't see it.
You don't know what team Miami's going to show up. This could be, maybe this is the year. Maybe
no,
the
because they're so so disjointed and, like, Tannehill's still an unknown. Like, you can't put any basis. Like, there's no basis. Like, yeah, okay, they lost on the road to open the season. They look shitty, but, okay, they're probably not going to be that bad. But are they going to be good enough to win? You just can't, like, put your foot on it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
True.
Do I think they're going to be that bad? No. They have 4 turnovers in, like, 7 minutes last week?
Yeah, like, right.
Do I think
I mean, they were,
that's
they
not
going to
happen again.
They were
again.
Dominating
no, that,
Foster. So if they can shut down Darren McFadden, you basically
yeah.
shut down Oakland, and Oakland's not an exciting team.
No,
with Carson Palmer. Their
defense.
Sorry,
that's not going to happen again, but are we going to count on Tannehill to mount, like, two or three touchdown drives? And
so let's
defense
go down these
to be
games really quick.
No.
I think Miami wins that game. Baltimore-Philly. Baltimore's 2.5 underdogs. We're supposed to have
If Baltimore loses that game,
yeah.
they're done.
You know, you're going to start with Sean McCoy.
I got Bolden. Bolden, I hope he has a big game.
I'm benching Bolden this week, and I'm starting. I'm starting someone. But I don't know if I would start Bolden this week. Philly's defense is pretty tough.
What?
I think Philly
so
gets the win.
So they got Samuel. Who do they even have back there?
I think Philly gets the win this week. Kosh is a pretty good defensive back.
You think the Eagles are going to beat the Ravens this week?
I think Baltimore wins this game. I mean, the Ravens, the Eagles.
Who the Eagles have back there?
I think the Ravens are going to win. I mean, look, the Eagles barely. Michael Vick played very poorly against the Browns last week. I mean,
four interceptions.
They barely won. So to convince me that he's going to go up against the Ravens, and he's never faced Ray Lewis before in his entire career. I heard that earlier this week, which blew my mind. But the Ravens defense is still very, very good. And if he's struggling against the Browns, the Ravens should have a field day against him because they're going to give him a whole different look. So for the Eagles to barely beat the Browns, now you got the Ravens coming in who are 1-0, and many people, including myself, think are going to the Super Bowl. So I think the Ravens are going to stomp the Eagles. I think Michael Vick's kind of a really rough
day.
They
should.
He's going to be honest.
You can't
lose
the Browns by 1 point.
17-16.
It's going to be an ugly game. Ugly game. Ravens will destroy these guys. I think.
Probably.
Okay.
Oh no, Brian loves Michael Vick and the Eagles because he's from Atlanta. So
I don't.
I don't like Michael Vick.
He's in a very must-win situation with Andy Reid. I mean, it's Macklin and Jackson going to play as the key. I mean, Cooper might be out there as a pickup. But let's go through these games pretty quick because we got like 14 minutes left. Kansas City, Buffalo. I mean, you know, let's get. I think Kansas City probably pulls that out. What?
Peyton Hillis all the way.
Yeah, Peyton Hillis is going to have a pretty good game. I think, if you want your weekend quarterback, Matt Castle might be a pretty good pick.
He's a backup.
The running back, Charles, Eric Berry, good defense. Dwayne Bowe should have a pretty good game. Buffalo Fitzpatrick had a pretty down game last week. Steve Johnson, and they picked up that Jones guy, was pretty studly. Fred Jackson's out for 3 days, so C.J. Spiller might be pretty good. I think Kansas City wins that. Everyone agree?
I agree.
No, I agree. I'm there.
KC will win. It'd be the good Atlanta team.
It's a crappy game that nobody cares to win. Watch. But Cleveland-Cincinnati, I think Cincinnati wins. I think Cincinnati's 7 points favorites. I think their defense, guys, if you're looking to start a defense, Baltimore scored 44 on Cincinnati. They're not going to – if Cleveland scores 44 on Cincinnati, then Teddy's going to be the starting quarterback for Arkansas this week. It's just not going to happen.
I will. They've asked me to come down there.
Nice. And Tanya's going to be a stripper.
I'm trying to get my doctor down there.
Nice. Cincinnati, Cleveland. I mean, could Cleveland pull the upset? Not with the quarterback and Brandon Weeden.
No,
if you guys are looking to start anybody, start Trent Richardson for Cleveland, maybe Little. And Cincinnati, I mean, Ben Jarvis Green, guys, if you have him in any of your leagues, is an absolutely must-start. He'll get you 15 to 18 points. Teddy did not start Benson, and I didn't start Benson.
Oh, shut
and
up, bro. You're obsessed, Benson.
We both might be in and out of it this year. That might cost us the playoffs. Do you agree with me on that? Cincinnati, I mean, A.J. Green,
time,
of course.
Bro.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers are losing tonight, so whatever.
Do what?
Dodgers are losing 4-3.
Wow, Dodgers are done.
Giants are 5-0.
One today. So yeah, Cincinnati,
Red
Cleveland,
Red
Cincinnati.
Red Sox beat the Jays.
Wow,
maybe you don't
the Sox.
Maybe you don't
Let's go through
the
games
all.
Real quick. Minnesota, Indianapolis. I think Minnesota's gonna be a close one. I think Minnesota will win by a field goal. I think Peterson's a must start. I think Percy Harvin's a must start. I don't think Toby Garrett's is someone you start anymore. You put him on the bench now. Ponder's a start if you don't have any other good quarterbacks out there. And I definitely think Andrew Luck. I don't know if you should start him right away. I'm in a situation, so should I start Andrew Luck or should I start the rapist Ben Roethlisberger? So I don't know. If somebody knows out there, once you call the show, 714-694-4150, I might roll the dice and start Andrew Luck. But Minnesota's defense is pretty good, so I could see Luck maybe just running the ball a lot with the running back in Indianapolis, who's Daniel Brown. I think your boys Minnesota get that done. Here's an upset I'm going to go. You know, I was wrong last week. My predictions weren't extremely good. I don't know what I said. I said Tennessee was going to beat New England. I got some girl who wants to beat me up because of it. I lost. I'm still going to go on the limb here, guys. I'm going to go with an upset. I think Kevin Cole's a great start this week. I think Larry Fitzgerald, Roberts, I think Patrick Peterson, Ryan Williams is going to have a really good game. I think Wells is going to be really good. I mean, maybe Todd Heap is a sleeper in tight end position. I think
he's still alive.
I think he plays with Arizona. I think Arizona might pull the upset and beat the Patriots.
Oh, you just hate them. That's why you pick against them.
Do you agree with me on that, Ben?
I pick the Patriots to win this game, but I can absolutely see where you're going with this. My only concern, and maybe this is actually a plus, Skelton's out. So they're going to be starting Kevin Cobb. So, I mean, maybe that's a better thing for them anyway, but it adds more quarterback. I tell you what, if they beat the Patriots and Cobb has a good game, it's going to add even more quarterback controversy in Arizona, and that'll be fun to see. So I definitely hope it happens.
I love to see Arizona go 2-0 and then the Dolphins go out there and destroy them. I'd see Arizona undefeated. Tampa Bay, New York Giants. I think Tampa Bay is going to pull it out. I think they're going to just
good,
be running gun with Doug Martin, man. Doug Martin is a sick running back. I said on her show, I drafted him pretty much every one of my leagues. From Boise State, he'll get you 10, 15 points. You see him scoring a couple of touchdowns, catching a couple of passes out of the back. Vincent Jackson's going to have an amazing game. They got a good receiver in Ben. They got a good coach in Greg Schiano from Rutgers. I know I probably didn't pronounce his name wrong. Bradshaw is old. He's not somebody who I would start. He's like 26, but he's acting like he's 30, 31. The Cowboys dominated him. Marcellus Bennett is an absolute good tight end. If you're looking to pick up someone, Eli Manning, someone who will probably get you a touchdown, maybe two interceptions. I definitely like Tampa Bay. Everyone agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Okay. New Orleans, Carolina. I don't know, man. I really don't know about this game. Cam Newton, Drew Brees.
New Orleans.
Carolina
wins.
Wow. New Orleans goes 0-2. Is the sky, with Phil Mao, who's the other guy? Anthony Hargraves got released, and Smith's actually back.
Cam Newton did not have a great week last week, and he's, RG3 light up the Saints to get him motivated and to do it in front of his home crowd. So it's my logic on Carolina.
I think it's going to be a really close game. I think New Orleans is going to pull it out. I think Darren Sproles is a must start. I think Jimmy Graham's going to have an amazing game. I think, maybe Devon Henry, I don't know, maybe Colston will give me a couple of touchdowns, and he'll actually maybe get a touchdown this week. I think it'll be a high-scoring game, like a 38-35, no defense, and that's going to be a very good game to watch. Is D'Angelo Williams to start this week? Absolutely not. I think Jonathan Stewart's going to come back and have a good game. Brandon LaFell and Steve Smith are not a bad pickup. Greg Olson out there at tight end's not bad. Houston Jackson, though. Houston's 7-point favorite. Jacksonville's not a bad team. Not a bad team at all. And, Jacksonville, Maurice Drew, I think we'll have a pretty good game.
Jacksonville's horrible, bro.
They're not extremely bad. Blaine Gabbert is not a bad quarterback, and they might make a surprise from people.
I'm about a dollar on Blaine Gabbert.
I think Justin Blackman's a star. Houston's defense, amazing. Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Ben Tate, Kevin Walters, Andre Johnson are all guys you need to start.
I look at it, in the next two years from now, is Drew going to be there? Probably not. He's going to force his way out of it. He doesn't want to be there.
Who?
That team's going to move to L.A.
That could be a team that moves to L.A., but that guy Khan bought them, so I don't know. They don't draw really well.
They're a bad team.
Jacksonville's
bad venue.
You been to a game, Teddy?
Yeah. I used to live in Ponte Vedra Beach.
You are. You went there with Craig Smith, too. Washington and St. Louis, RG3 is a must start. Pierce Garçon's probably going to be deactivated. So you want to pick up a couple of the receivers from the Redskins. Alfred Morris is a great start. St. Louis, Bradford, and maybe the guy, what's his name? Armagella. I can't pronounce his name. The wide receiver.
Who?
He's a white guy, 16. What's his name? Do you know his name, Ben?
No, I didn't hear it.
Which team are we talking about?
Rams.
Rams. I'm drawing a blank myself.
Got it.
Armagella?
Teddy, what's the guy's name?
Danny Amendola.
There you go, Teddy. Teddy Sketch has just won a new car. Woo!
Yeah, right. You can't even give me a fucking down payment on a car, bro.
Shut up, Teddy. You want a new car. Congratulations.
Give it. What kind of car is it? I need it right now.
It's a Mercedes 2011.
I'm gonna drive it down to A1A and run someone over.
Oh, that's great, Teddy. We're not talking about your personal life. You might be arrested tonight. let's go through these games quick, guys. Dallas, Seattle. Teddy's a huge Dallas fan. Teddy, give me who's
Tony
where
Romo,
we should start.
All right, two TDs. I'm expecting Wynn's gonna have a nice part of the game, but I'm just gonna TD from Bryant. But I'm also expecting DeMarco Murray to have a nice rushing TD, no less than that.
And tell the girl in the back peanut gallery to shut up unless she wants to come on the air.
Brian, don't just shut up unless you want to come on the air.
Tanya yeah, said she doesn't talk gay sports like you do.
Hey, I love sports, so it is what it is. Dallas, Seattle, I think Seattle pulls it out. I think Tony Romo has a great game. I think Russell Wilson, Marshall Lynch.
Four TDs, bro.
Edwards, it's going to be a close game, but I think Romo will choke. New Jersey, Pittsburgh. This is a pretty...
Oh, you're such a loser. Romo will choke. What a loser.
You never know. He's always choked, Teddy. He's been choking
on
you lately.
Sorry, this is 2007 when Gronkowski or whatever that guy's name was kicking the field goal. Gramatica.
Yeah, he did. You remember that? You remember that when he missed it?
Yeah, I did. That scarred me for life. I actually killed someone that night.
Oh, God, well, that's your personal life. New Jersey, Pittsburgh, who likes in this game? Ben Roethlisberger, Jonathan Dyer, Mike Wallace, Rashad Mendenhall is not coming back. Isaiah Redman could be a sleeper pick, but I think Jonathan Dyer is going to have a good game if healthy. I'm starting him over Benson. I'm going to roll with the dice. I don't know if I'm going to start Ben Roethlisberger. Daryl Revis is out. He's not going to play, so he hasn't been out in a while. So the Jets are going to be really well. A lot of people are going out on the woodwork and saying, God, Mark Sanchez. Hey, Mark Sanchez is dating Eva LaGoria. Now he's maybe really getting some good ass. So he's playing like a fucking winner right now. Instead of a pretty boy he is. He's really stepping up.
I lean towards Pittsburgh in this game because they're at home. And even though Polamalu and Harrison are out,
Harrison's going to play. Harrison's back. James Harrison's going to play this week.
That's the Jackson's best for
Haskell. I heard Harrison's not playing. That's what I heard. But maybe I'm wrong.
Read on ESPN today he was actually James Harrison's going to be playing.
Even if he was, and I still think that's for grand. I mean, I'm still not high on the Jets. I think they just beat a very lowly Buffalo team last week and at home, so. Not too high on the chest.
Do you think Tebow's going to get in this game and do all right?
Huh?
You think Tebow's going to surprise some people?
He could. I mean, he did well against the Steelers last year in the playoffs, but I actually think for Tebow, I think it's really hard for him to be coming in for, 5 to 10, 15 snaps a game and kind of being like a, kind of a little secret kind of weapon thing. I think he only really can be effective if he's able to play for the vast bulk and he can be a starter. If he's coming in for spot minutes, we've seen this with people. I can't think of any team that's really successfully pulled off the two quarterback system. You got to have one guy in there almost all the time. And if Tebow's, if they're going to try to convert him to some sort of wildcat thing, I don't see him making much of a dent this week or the season unless he gets to become a full-time starter. And they won't do that, so I don't see him having much of a game.
And, guys, as I say, we got 2 minutes left in the show. We'll get to the game. We're gonna surprise you and get to the games on Sunday. You got to listen to Sunday's show. Teddy, you going to be on Sunday's show this week? Teddy.
Yo.
Teddy. Are you going to be on Sunday's show?
Yo, guess what?
Tanya's
told me the D-backs just hit
Penn.
They beat him with a pitch on the first pitch because he hit a fucking grand slam last time around.
Oh, jeez. I have to watch that. Is there a fight?
That's garbage, man. That's garbage.
Oh, that's... But, guys, let me get a little tell about our show.
Yo,
Penn, you should call our show on Sunday.
Horrible team, man. Fuck her kids, and I hate them.
No. That's baseball for you guys. Pitts is going to hopefully beat them up. But Sunday show, we got an amazing show. We talk fantasy football for 1 hour. So that's 9 o'clock on the West Coast, 12 o'clock on the East Coast. And, guys, let's state it like this. We had an amazing show. And as we're going to do, we're just going to get better and better. We're going to have night shows. I got to thank my guest today. Roger, you brought it. Thank you. Ben Parker, you brought it.
Where
thank
are you going?
You. Teddy Sketches, you brought it. And Rick Camacho, you brought it. And no other than your host, Brian Kaiserman, you brought it. And, guys, be safe this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Don't drink and drive. Enjoy life. And remember, guys, whatever team wins, just be excited. And if you got any fantasy questions, listen to the show on Sunday. We will tell you updates. We'll tell you people that are hurt. And, guys, as I say it is, this is So Long from Brian with Soul Kitchen Radio. We had some great show tonight. And go Dolphins. Fins
go
up.
Go Cowboys.
2 weeks, we'll be live from Arizona. Our first ever time from Arizona. So this show's just getting bigger and bigger. And everyone, have a good night. And thanks for calling Soul Kitchen Radio. And this is your host again, signing off, Brian Kaiserman. Thanks, Ben. Police car show on Sunday. Teddy, thanks for bringing it, guys. And take care, guys, and have a great night.
I go so, yes sir, I flow so, I go so, I flow so, hey, guarantee you ain't see nothing like this, tell PDs like Mr. Lee spikes this, I'm a performer and a writer, in the studio pulling all nighters, I swear to God I do it for the life, so close your eyes, it's like I'm sitting right beside you, I'm